Mozambique stretches for 2,470 kilometers along Africa's southeast coast. It borders Tanzania to the north, Malawi, Zambia, and Zimbabwe to the northwest, South Africa on the west, and Swaziland south. The country is generally a low-lying plateau broken up by 25 sizable rivers that flow into the Indian Ocean. The largest is the Zambezi, which provides access to Central Africa. The current president of Mozambique is Filipe Nyusi. Prime Minister is Carlos Agostinho do Rosario. The capital city of this country is Maputo. With a population of over 24 million people, Mozambique speaking more than 10 languages. Over 99% of the inhabitants are black Africans. Mozambique's first inhabitants were sun hunters and gatherers, ancestors of the Khoisan people. Between the 1st and 4th centuries AD, waves of Bantu-speaking people migrated from the north through the Zambezi River Valley and then gradually into the Pluto and coastal areas. The Bantu were farmers and iron workers. Bantu speakers migrated to Mozambique in the first millennium, and Arab and Swahili traders settled the region thereafter. It was explored by Vasco da Gama in 1498 and first colonized by Portugal in 1505. By 1510, the Portuguese had control of all the former Arab sultanates on the East African coast. Portuguese colonial rule was repressive. Portuguese is the most spoken and official language. Guerrilla activity began in 1963 and became so effective by 1973 that Portugal was forced to dispatch 40,000 troops to fight the rebels. A ceasefire was signed in September 1974 after having been under Portuguese colonial rule for 470 years. Mozambique became independent on June 25, 1975. The first president, Samora Moses Machel, had been the head of the National Front for the Liberation of Mozambique in its 10-year guerrilla war for independence. He died in a plane crash in 1986 and was succeeded by his foreign minister, Joaquim Alberto Chissano. On January 21, 1985, after a decade of independence, the government became locked in paralyzing war with anti-government guerrillas, the Mozambique National Resistance, known as RENAMO, who were backed by the white minority government in South Africa and then Rhodesia. The guerrilla movement weakened President Chissano's attempt to institute socialism, which he then decided to abandon in 1989. A new constitution was drafted calling for three branches of government and the granting civil liberties. A ceasefire agreement signed on October 1992 between the government and the MNR ended 16 years of civil war. In 1995, the country was the first non-former British colony to become a member of the British Commonwealth. The president's disciplined economic plan was highly successful, winning the country foreign confidence and aid. While Mozambique posted some of the world's largest economic growth rates in the late 1990s, it suffered enormous setback because of natural disasters, such as the enormous damages caused by severe flooding in the winter of 2000 and 2001. Hundreds died and thousands were displaced. In 2002, Chissano announced he would not seek a third term. Frelimo candidate, independent hero Armando Guebuza, was elected president and sworn in on February 2005. In October 2012, President Armando Guebuza relieved Prime Minister Irish Ali of his duties amid a cabinet reshuffle and named Alberto Vaquina as new Prime Minister. Economic growth continues in Mozambique with new coal and gas resources promising to support an estimated 7% growth in 2013. Mozambique held its general elections in October 2014. The ruling party Frelimo kept its majority in parliament by taking 144 out of 250 seats, while the opposition party Renamo took only 89 seats.